and welcome to How to Create a Website the Right Way for Beginners, Part 8. And in the last tutorial, which was Part 7, at the very end, I asked everybody what they would like to see next, and I've been going through the comments. Anybody who watched it through to completion heard me at the end asking what they would like to see next, and I think most of the people, when I look through all the comments, you can look through them yourself, when I look through all of them, it seems as though people want to see more CSS, and people asked for CSS drop down quite a few times here, more than anything else. Please explain CSS drop down menus. So that's what I'm going to be doing. There's one request for that. Where is another one? Right here. Please keep going. And also CSS drop down menus, Tony Bilby asked. And then we had the however you say that one. Man, YouTube names are so funny. Please do CSS drop down menus was a request also from It's Corey Time. And I think there's a couple more asking for CSS drop down menus. So that's what we're going to cover, since that's the most popular request. And I said in part 7 that I would take what the most popular request was and produce that, show you guys how to do it. So, here we have the drop-down menus, and I've got them all set up, because it would take a lot of time if you would sit here and watch me code the whole thing out. So what I did was, I set it up at develop.php. You can go to develop.php, and here's the URL. Let's see, I just put it up right here. Pure CSS drop-down menu, W3C validated, and works in all major browsers with no hacks. No hacks at all, okay? Here's the HTML you need. And then there's the CSS that you need to put in your style sheet. It's very simple. And I put some code comments in there for you so you know what sections are doing what in the CSS. And it's using a unordered list and list items to render out the drop-down elements. So let's take a look at it. Here we are in Internet Explorer. You can see what it looks like. I styled mine out a certain way, but you can style yours out to look any way you need them to look. And I made two menus just to show you how you can have multiple drop-downs in your menu bar. Okay, and so that's Internet Explorer. Here's Chrome. You can see it looks exactly the same. Here is Firefox. Exactly the same, except the text all looks like crap because Firefox just renders text crappily. And then here we are in Safari, which renders text the best in my opinion. Safari is an awesome browser. Safari, Internet Explorer are my two favorites. I don't really dig Chrome and Firefox all that much. But I use Chrome. And I use Chrome, Safari, and Internet Explorer most. Firefox I don't even use, only when checking my sites. It's the only time I'll use it. Let's see if it validates now. You can see it's 100% validated. HTML. Let's check our CSS. Booyah, baby. That's all you need. So you can go to this URL at developphp.com. You see that URL right there? Or you can just go to the home page right now. It's on the home page sitting right here in the recently added page-based tutorials. Just click right there and there you go. You add that to your HTML wherever you need it. And then you add this to your CSS file. Okay, so that addresses how to create pure CSS drop-down menus that are fully validated and compliant and looks and works the same in all major browsers. And if you're going to use my CSS drop-down menu, all I ask is that you please retain my copyrights in your code. Because I built it this morning from scratch because I looked online for a good solution. And all I saw were a bunch of CSS drop-down menus that had hacks all over them for Internet Explorer, a hack for this browser, a hack for this. It was retarded. So I built one that doesn't require any hacks and it validates. So if you could please retain my copyright within your CSS, I would really appreciate it. And if you show this code to anybody else online, please retain the copyright. Now, since some of you guys said you want to see some, where am I? Dreamweaver here. You said you wanted to see a little bit more PHP. I'll show you a little tiny quick trick. Let's go into the index file. Or rather, let's open our include footer, which is a PHP file. Now, right here where we have 2010, we can just put in a PHP block. Let's remove that 2010. I'm going to show you how to write the date dynamically using PHP. That way, all the years that pass, coming up 2010 all the way up to 2020 or whatever, you won't have to change your copyright date. It'll change for you automatically using PHP. So let's go to the PHP block. Let's put one in. Let's say echo date semicolon, and in between the parentheses let's put a capital Y. Let's see what that does. Include footer. And let's go back to the site and refresh. And look at that. Still says 2010. Even though we don't write 2010 in here, we're asking PHP to render the date, the year, dynamically. We access the year by the capital Y there, the full year. And I think I'll make this a solid 10-part series. So in part 9 and 10, we'll show you some more interesting cool stuff that'll help you have a fully validated site that loads fast and looks great.